Welcome to the Plan Simple Meals podcast. I am your host, Mia Moran. Moms have the power to change the future, one meal at a time. The Plan Simple Meals podcast is for busy moms who want to create a healthier, happier home. Listen in for informative conversations and valuable strategies to make meals healthy, meaningful, and fun. Let's do this. Hello, busy mama. Welcome to this episode of the Plan Simple Meals podcast. I am really excited for this episode because I love talking food, and this episode is all going to be about finding your food. So this is episode 3 of the book series, which I'm going to run 4 episodes in a row, and then we're going to go back into some interviews just because I love those, and I think you guys love them too, and then we'll come back and keep going through the book. And if you haven't gotten your copy of the book yet, make sure to head over to either, you could just go find it on Amazon, but I want you to know that the website plansimplemealsbook.com has a link over to Amazon. And when you come back to that page after you have the book, you get access to this whole back end of worksheets and fun printables and menu plans. So I think you're really going to love that. So I hope that everyone is enjoying the book. And a few more announcements. Make sure to visit us at plansimplemeals.com, our main website, and look at what's going on. We have so much coming up. I am taking my family on the road for a good portion of the fall. We're going to be on a book tour, and so we might just be in a city near you. Some of the places I know that we're stopping are Denver and San Francisco and Portland, Oregon, and a few smaller towns in Oregon that whose names you're going to have to look on the website for. And we're definitely going to be in LA and San Diego and Phoenix and Las Vegas, baby. So we're really excited for that. Me and my kids. And actually, it's funny because it's a little overwhelming. And I'm going to start writing a little bit more about this and maybe sharing more about it over on the podcast. But I have decided to take my 3 kids out of school for the year because I knew that I couldn't be talking about food and family dinner in California and have them back over on the East Coast in Boston. So we're starting on this adventure together. I have always had my kids in school, in a Waldorf school, which I love. And all of a sudden, I am going to be homeschooling them, which, oh my goodness, it's funny. It doesn't stress me out yet, although maybe it should. But it definitely is getting closer to the time where that's going to be one of my duties. And yeah, it's feeling a little bit like a lot. And then I was trying to figure out the days and what it would look like when I'm speaking or giving a workshop. And, you know, I'm going to have some support, but what, you know, what that all looks like. And then this past weekend, I was at the Gluten Free Expo, which is a great expo of lots of great gluten free products. And I was doing a book signing. And the first day, I just went by myself and I, you know, met a lot of the amazing vendors and met all the other authors. And then the next day, my daughter asked if she could come. And I said, sure, I would love you to. So we went together. And, you know, this might happen while we're on the road from time to time. So we went together. And first thing in the morning, I just said, okay, sweetie, I'm going to go meet a few people and run to the bathroom. So I was gone maybe 15, 20 minutes because then, you know, I knew I had to get back and be there for her. And I got back and she just whips out this wad of cash and says, Mama, look, I sold all these books. And literally in the course of 20 minutes, she had sold more books than I had almost the whole day before, all in cash. And, you know, she said, and there were these 2 people who wanted to give me credit cards, but I didn't know how to do that. And I'm thinking, oh my gosh, this girl is definitely coming with me. And she also is on the cover of the book, which is super fun. So do check out the website to see about that. And we're launching something super big and really exciting to a select group of people in August and to the public in September, which is the first online cooking school for busy parents who really want to master this healthy lifestyle. So I'm really excited for that. And so just stay tuned, stay in this world so that you can learn all about that if that piques your interest. So on these book episodes, so far we've talked about what it means to really take on one doable change at a time, which is definitely a strategy I recommend. And number two, setting intentions. And these two things coupled together are pretty powerful, really, for any change you want to make in your life, big change, which food is a big change. So now we're going to get into what it really means to finding your food. And I do definitely want to preface with this, with the fact that I am not a doctor, so please do go talk to your health professionals before trying anything. But what I have personally found is that there are so many amazing sort of alternative health professionals out there that you have to find. Sometimes they're covered by insurance and sometimes they aren't. But somehow mainstream American medicine hasn't really yet figured out food for the most part, and what an amazing, how it really can act like medicine and what an amazing tool it is for living a healthy life. So I say that because definitely, you know, you should run anything by your doctor. But then if you have this itch that you should try something, you know, just because your doctor poo-poos that it won't work and you're just a normal, healthy person, you know, trying giving up gluten isn't the end of the world. And my doctor definitely didn't know that it could make as big of a difference as it made in my life. So just food for thought. So I just want to start off with a quote by one of my mentors, Dr. Joel Fuhrman. And he's written a whole slew of books, all of which I do highly recommend, because he really breaks down a lot of the things that I have come to believe around food and diet from a very medical and scientific standpoint. So if your brain is, you know, thinking, how can this possibly help? Or you have someone close to you who's thinking that, his books are actually a great reference for really understanding from a data and scientific perspective why eating more fruits and vegetables and less dairy and meat really might help you fight disease and live longer and live a better life. So this is what he says in one of his books that was called Disease Proof Your Child. He says, as parents, we want what is best for our children. We would never intentionally harm them. In fact, we make sure to get them the best possible care, read to them, play with them, and ensure their safety at home, at school, and at play. But when it comes to feeding them, somehow we don't know what's best. Our kids seem finicky and eat nothing but cheese or pasta or chicken fingers or milk and cookies, and we let them. At the same time, we notice that they are frequently ill, they suffer from recurring ear infections, runny noses, stomach aches, and headaches. We assume, because we also see it happening with friends and family, that it is par for course when bringing up children. It doesn't have to be so. So this quote is about our kids, but I mean, I find it true among adults. I certainly, 7 years ago, had absolutely no idea the effect that food would have on my health. So just so you guys know, I do talk a bit about the weight loss that changing my diet helped me attain, but it also helped all these health issues that I honestly didn't know were solvable, and I'm not sure I even really understood were not normal. So for example, every single year of my life, I had a bad ear infection. What the part that I knew wasn't normal is that my eardrum burst at the end of every ear infection. But I always took an antibiotic for that. And I didn't know what life was like any other way. It literally happened almost like clockwork sometime in the middle of the summer. And, you know, that was just what happened every year well into having children. This wasn't just a childhood thing. I had really bad seasonal allergies. So I just thought that was something that I genetically inherited. You know, to the point where I was like, you know, my eyes were always watering. People would ask me why I was crying. You know, I always had a wad of tissues in my purse so that I could, you know, blow my nose. And, you know, I just thought I was allergic, and that's what I got, and that's what I had to deal with. And I also had an issue with my period in that I always had to take medicine to get it. And I also thought that was just a card that I dealt with. I did find sort of acupuncture to help me with that over time. But until I found that, I took this awful medicine that I think was behind a depression I had in college. It did not do very well for my psyche. And I just thought all that was normal. So when I changed my food, literally all those things either fixed themselves or went away. So I do not have seasonal allergies like that anymore. I maybe get a cold from time to time, but I clear it very quickly. So I am not always with tissue in my purse. And, because we've worked on this as a family, I find that it's the same is true with my kids. I have not had an ear infection. I'm going to knock on wood. Since I changed my diet 7.5 years ago, I've never been on an antibiotic since then. Neither have my children. Since they've really upped their diet, which was a little, closer in time from the 7 years ago. So I think it's been at least 5 years that I've had that in the house. And so, yeah, it just fixed all these things, and I had no freaking idea, like no idea that I could fix those things with food or that those things needed to be fixed. So let's just talk about what all this means. So you really have to become the detective. And I want to say, I just shared a quote about our kids, and I think that this is one of those things. It's like, I am a kind person, but I am not perfect. I don't do this perfectly every day. I am a parent and my kids change every day, and I'm not a perfect human being, so I have my good days and my bad days. But I do believe that it is our duty as parents to really teach our kids this food part. Nobody else right now is teaching them that. There's amazing programs that are popping up in schools. The consciousness is changing so that restaurants are starting to have more healthy things, but as a society, we're just not there yet, and I don't think that we will be there in our kids while our kids need it. And this is something that is gonna need to come from us. And so I do think that we need to do this. Like, we can help their future. It affects our health, but it also affects how we learn. A lot of times people come into our programs at Plan Simple Meals with one goal, like how I had the weight loss goal, and come out with others. And one that I hear a lot is about kids sleeping and kids being able to concentrate. So, fearful of ADD, but then that goes away when you're not pumping yourself with tons of sugar every day. So, once again, consult your doctor, but just saying that food can have a big impact. So I do think that's our duty as parents, and I hope that you guys are willing to step up with me and that we can all sort of do this together, because as a collective, I think this is going to be much more powerful, and that maybe we can make that big change so that our children's children can sort of come into a different world where this isn't so hard, where this doesn't always feel like such an uphill thing. But regardless of whether this is our duty or not, which it is. We can't make this change for our kids if we don't start with ourselves. So that's what I'm going to focus the rest of this episode on, is ourselves and how we can figure out what food is right for us as adults, as the parents, and just really tapping into our inner wisdom about what we should have. And it's funny because as a business owner, in sort of my business role of being out in the world and talking to other business people and entrepreneurs, definitely a lot of them that I meet are parents as well. And very frequently I hear that, I do this, I do this, I'm doing this great in parenting, I'm doing this great in work, but the way I keep saying is that food just isn't the thing. Like, it's not the thing that I'm going to do. And that's just a way to sort of justify it. But I have to say that when you do, and it doesn't have to be complicated, but when you do put that food part first and you really take care of what goes in, just like it can help our kids, with ADD, it can help us concentrate more during the day. It can help us not get into that slump after three. It can help us be more productive and get more done quickly so that then we can have more time to be with our kids. It can help us not get sick so we don't have those pockets of time that we feel like are lost and then we're, clamoring to catch up. It can have all these impacts on our energy and how we sleep. So it works both ways. It gives us more energy during the day when we eat well, but then it also allows our body to rest at night. So what does it mean to be a detective? Well, I just want to share like the big foods that I think, kind of get in the way these days. And this is all based on, my story and the story of other people who've been part of the Plan Simple Meals tribe. So the day that I decided to change the way I ate, the day before, I guess, I sort of had this moment at 4 o'clock in the afternoon because I looked at my desk, and what had happened was every time I had gone to get a cup of coffee that day, since I had come to work at 9 a.m., I had put the empty cup on top of the cup before it. And I hadn't started the day off with any coffee cups. I started when I walked in with my cup of coffee. And at 4 p.m., I had 7 cups of coffee stacked on top of each other. And I just remember sitting there being like a little bit confused at that because I was so tired. And so that was kind of like my wake up moment where I was like, what is going on? Like, coffee's that thing. It's that drug. It's that thing that makes you awake. Like, why isn't it working? And so there was a number of things at play, I think. I think I was, first of all, turning to a lot of takeout and food that I didn't really know what was in it, and a lot of processed snacks, even though maybe I thought I was getting them from Whole Foods and they were healthy. They had stuff in them that I didn't understand. I definitely wasn't getting all my fruits and veggies. I definitely had a sweet tooth, and so I, at 3 o'clock, that is what I was gravitated with. That coffee might have come a cookie. But the big, big, big culprits for me were the gluten and then the dairy. And the gluten was the thing I think that freed me the most. When I did my big change, I actually got rid of everything at once. And I think I shared this in the Doable Change episode, but the way I made that actually attainable as a non-cook mom of 3 young children was that I just ate the same thing over and over again for a really long time, for like months, until I mastered that and felt amazing and realized the power food had. And then I learned how to make more. But you could also sort of play around with taking one thing out at a time. We did. You can go back and listen to the episode by Dr. Michelle Sands. She spoke a little bit in the episode and definitely speaks a lot in her work on the elimination diet, as do a number of other people out in the world. You can look it up. And there is something to taking everything out at once, and really experiencing that clean feeling of really just eating. So for me, I actually decided to take out meat. So I was just eating fruits and vegetables and nuts and seeds. When I took everything out. And then, that just gave me a clean slate. And then as I added things back in, I could very quickly tell what was affecting me, like what was making me not feel good. So, after a month of taking all that stuff out, when I added back in gluten, I literally felt like I had taken overdosed on Benadryls. I was so tired, I had to call my husband to come pick me up from where I was because I didn't think I could get home. So, it immediately had that effect on me. When I had dairy, I immediately got a stomach ache and a little bit of a rash. And so I knew that that wasn't the thing that I wanted. And then I have played with other things. So I can't say that I'm 100% caffeine free anymore. Like, I do have a coffee now and then, but I don't feel like my body needs it in the same way. And I've stayed pretty much, I don't know, I don't want to piss off any vegans who are so kind and protecting our animal kingdom. But I definitely went vegan more for my health at first, and now I've gotten the kindness bug in me. But every once in a while, my body craves fish, and I have that, and that doesn't affect how I feel. My body, is saying that it needs that at that time, and I listen to it. And it's not that often, but it does happen. And so there are many people who swear by sort of the more paleo version, but that's still taking out the dairy and the gluten. So I really do think that the dairy, the gluten, and the sugar are the three biggest culprits. So if you just start experimenting with those. And let's talk about how we could sort of use the idea of intention and then really make this practically happen. So, as I said, my recommendation is to try taking it all out. So, if you just give yourself 21 days and you figure out how to take that out, what I would do is I would just write down, 10 things that you can eat that have those things that you're sort of comfortable making. A green smoothie is a great one. You can get a recipe for that in the book or on our site. That's a great way to start your day. This big salad for lunch. And then, just take 10 minutes and search on Google if you don't have any ideas in your head. Search on Pinterest and find those recipes that don't have gluten and dairy. All you have to do is search for gluten-free, dairy-free. I mean, there's so many paleo, vegan, there's so many different things out there. And, try to stay away from the gluten substitutes just for this 21-day experiment time, like gluten-free pasta and stuff. Try to be as sort of pure as you can. And then that will really clear your system. You'll feel great. It might be hard for the first week. Might be really hard for the first week. You might detox. As I said before, definitely reach out to your healthcare provider and tell them that you're doing this, just in case, especially if you're on medicines. When you change the way you eat, that can hugely affect the medicine, how you feel and the dosage of the medicine you should be taking. So definitely be clear with the people in your world what you're doing. But when you take it out for 21 days and then you add back in one thing for a couple days, it's kind of like when we're learning how to feed our babies. We don't just give them everything at once. We really try one thing at a time, get them to, see how they feel on it, see how that affects their diapers. And we're very patient in that process, and we're not always patient with ourselves in this process. So, in order to do that, I would just set the intention that you're going to do this. It is going to be at least a 60-day process to have that 21-day period and then start testing things. And then each week, really sit down and have that list of things that you're going to make. And don't leave a lot of it up to the imagination when you're making this change. Really plan for what you're going to eat. In the book, there's actually recipes and a plan that map to this idea. But you can also search online and figure this out. There's lots of different ways that you can do this. Just as long as I said, it's fruits, veggies, meat if you want it, nuts and seeds, and that's it. And just trying to get those 10 servings of fruits and veggies, trying to get a lot of water in your day, and just seeing what happens to your body. And then after the 21 days, introducing things one at a time so you can really understand what it is that's affecting you. And then you'll have this tool, then you'll know. And so that doesn't mean that you always have to be perfect. It certainly doesn't mean that I'm always perfect. But now I actually know, for example, what a cup of coffee does to me. And personally, I really like that taste. So every once in a while, I'll have one and I'll have it with almond milk instead of real milk. And, I make it a thing. Like, I only have it when I'm at a cafe and maybe I'm getting some work done or I'm writing. Like, I have a sort of a ritual around it. But I don't anymore just get it because I'm on my way back from dropping the kids off at school and that's just what I do. Like, I don't need it that way anymore. And I know that it might have its consequences. I know that it might give me like a little surge and then I sort of might crash a little. So I sort of build that into knowing what my day is going to be like. I definitely have a big sweet tooth. I said that with my coffee, a lot of times I had a cookie, but really the gluten, the sugar, and the dairy altogether don't do anything for me. So I figured out substitutes to that so I never feel deprived. And then, I gave the example of like, I pretty much am vegan, but every once in a while my body craves that. And I found that that doesn't really affect, who I am. But when I have that bite of dairy, it does. So you start to know that. And there's really like, I don't walk into a party anymore. People always feel bad for me, but I don't walk into a party anymore and feel like, oh, I can't have that cake because really, I know how good I feel without it, and there's nothing tempting about it to me. Every once in a while, I'm bummed because I've forgotten to, stuff my little treat into my purse that I can pull out in that moment. But I don't. It's not about the temptation of being there with that thing, except maybe one day a month, which wink, wink, you ladies get that. So that's really about the food. And then as you start to really claim how you feel great, and just think of it, like it's been this long, right? You're an adult and you're listening to this because maybe you haven't figured out exactly what your food is yet. And it might be more nuanced than what I'm saying. Like I'm sharing the big things. Sometimes people find that there's one fruit and vegetable or, one thing that really, doesn't work for them. A lot of people say it's soy or tofu or corn. So you have to sort of play the detective, and there's a whole list of things in the book that you can play detective with. And then there may be even more nuanced things that we don't even talk about. Some people say nightshades really get them. So you'll be able to dig into that as you get into this. And eventually, it won't be hard to do in the company of your family. But at the beginning, those first 30 to 60 days, I can't highly recommend enough that this is your time. This is your time to get your oxygen mask on. This is your time to figure out your food. And with that information, because we're all genetically connected, you're going to start to be able to observe your kids and sort of start to understand what their food is and start to really understand what their triggers are. And when you have a kid that's off the wall crazy, you can start to see that connection to the sugar they just had or the birthday party they just went to that is bringing them to that place. And you'll be able to make choices based on that. And eventually, your kids will be old enough that they'll be able to make choices with you, and then eventually for themselves based on all this information we're getting. But I'm just telling you this because I don't want you to rush it, because I feel like a lot of times when people come to me and say, my kid won't eat anything, they won't eat their vegetables, like, what's wrong with this broccoli or what's wrong with these peas? And I say, well, are you eating them at the same time? Like, are you eating it with them? And maybe sometimes it's that somebody's waiting for their spouse to get home to eat together, or they're just trying to shovel the food in quick before they head off to Little League. And kids don't respond to that. And they won't just eat their vegetables for the sake of eating their vegetables. But if they have an awesome model who feels so great and is clear that they're feeling great because of the food they're eating, then you know what? They too will want that. Like, who wouldn't want that, right? And your friends will start wanting it, and your spouse will start wanting it, and everyone around you, your parents will start wanting it. They'll all start to want it because you feel great. So, you guys have heard, I hope, the recipe, I mean, the recipe, the podcast of One Doable Change. So, I want you to just pause after this podcast and really think, like, what is your next doable step to figure out your food? And then just go. Take action. It might be that you take everything out at once. It might be that you just try gluten for this week. But make it something that feels like a stretch, but feels attainable. Because when we're switching this food thing, these food stories that we have that are embedded in us, it is a stretch, but it is so worth it on the other side. That's all I can say, I promise you. And really, what's a week, right? We've lived many weeks. So if we just try, we have fun, we experiment for the week and see what it does. And maybe it will change a whole slew of things for you, like it did for me. And then you'll be so glad you did it. So that, my friends, is all I have to say today. And I will see you on the next episode of the Plan Simple Meals podcast. So until then, I will see you next time. Thanks so much for tuning in to the Plan Simple Meals podcast. If you like what you heard, the biggest compliment you can give us is to share Plan Simple Meals with a friend and subscribe, rate, and review our podcast at iTunes. I absolutely love sharing simple solutions to help busy families eat clean and live well. visit healthymomsmeetup.com and come join in on the fun. In our free group, you can chat with me and other health-seeking moms, get new recipes and tips, and never be at a loss in the kitchen again. Come join the fun at healthymomsmeetup.com. I cannot wait to meet you there. Thank you.